6 minutes after 4 o'clock. Well, among the larger industries in the town of Sydney, only about 20% of the workforce actually lives in the area. That's because of a lack of local accommodation. It's one reason the municipality is currently preparing to do a housing needs assessment. John Jurisic knows all about the lack of housing in the area. He's a labor market consultant with Harbour Digital Media and joins us on the line. Hi, John.
Hi, Robin. Good afternoon.
So how many people work in Sydney but don't live there?
Okay. So a little bit of context. So within the three municipalities on the peninsula, i.e. that being Sydney, North Saanich, and Central Saanich, there are approximately 60 to 70 manufacturing companies, arguably the economic engine and industrial heart of Lower Vancouver Island. Approximately 3,000 employees work within that body of 60 companies. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not including the airport folks, not including the ferry folks, not including Institute of Ocean Sciences on the Pat Bay side. So there are more employees, but within the industrial sector, approximately, like you just said, about 20% live within those three municipalities. Okay, 20 to 25%. The other 75% leave those three municipalities mm-hmm. and live somewhere else in Lower Vancouver Island, of which half actually live in Langford and the West Shore.
So the commute.
That Colwood crawl is actually the peninsula crawl.
Coming up Mackenzie, no wonder.
Right? So kudos to Sydney for trying to think about where these people are housed, how they're housed, and how we can house them in the future. Good for them.
So what's wrong with that, though? What's wrong with having people commute from, you know, from places like Langford who work in Sydney?
Nothing's wrong with that. It's been stated often when it's clear we'll never build enough housing on the peninsula to house these employees, that in fact, the housing problem on Long Vancouver Island is a transportation problem. Because, you can live in West Shore, nothing wrong with that. My kids live in the West Shore. I mean, but then to move about and to get back and forth mm-hmm. could take up to 2 hours one way.
Takes
and
a big
therefore,
chunk of the day.
That's 4 hours out of a young family's life where somebody's not in that family. So, sure, you could argue that why do they have to live close? I would argue because then we create a stronger community.
You mentioned Sydney, you know, doing an assessment, this housing needs assessment. So really taking the bull by the horns here. So why do you think they're taking this step and looking at what their actual needs are within their community?
I stand to be corrected, okay, but my understanding is that Sydney, the town of Sydney is embarking upon a official community plan review and are therefore starting to look at some of the key issues around their community, one of them being economic development, one of them being housing. And what is then the 20 to 25 year vision of how a community grows? I mean, Sydney, actually the peninsula is growing. And what are we all doing about that in terms of transportation, housing, schools, mm-hmm. everything? And so I think this is a great move on their part to better understand where these people are moving, living and going and doing in their town.
From where you're sitting and what you're seeing on the peninsula, is the majority of the construction, the housing construction happening, is it mainly geared toward retirement communities and people in the sort of the later phases of life?
No. In fact, Sydney's trying hard to accommodate a younger demographic. They have upwards of 4 or 5 significant condominium developments in and around downtown Sydney and have been reactive to this issue. They're trying to solve it. I mean, I would argue that's great, but do we really want to raise our families in condominiums? I mean, that might be the reality of life now, but these current developments in Sydney, which I think are more aggressive than the other two municipalities are geared towards all demographics.
What could some of the solutions be to this? I mean, space is an issue, land is an issue.
Well, I think collectively, these Lower Island municipalities have to get really serious about transportation and say, how are we moving people back and forth amongst us? And I don't think that's happening. I think Stu and West Shore are making a lot of noise about this, but they need everyone to be on the same vision. Mm-hmm. Okay. Certainly accelerated transit options, recognizing this flow of people would be welcomed. I would say embracing innovative housing solutions. I don't see anywhere on Lower Vancouver Island where we're talking about these tiny homes, which is a global movement. If we have land that's expensive and expensive to build, then we need to look at smaller homes. And how does that fit into current zoning requirements? So these are some of the ideas. Provincial governments around the country have started to adopt working from home ideas. So I happen to think, as do quite a few business owners and others on the peninsula and in most of Lower Vancouver Island, this is the number one sort of crisis issue for our community. Where are we going to house our kids? Where are they going to live? Where are they going to raise their families? Why are we not daily, hourly worried about that? That needs to happen.
John, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, you're very welcome, Robin. Take care now.
Bye-bye. That was John Jurisic, Labour Market.